Let us go back. Do you remember what story we were in? Luke 7, verse 40. And let's see what happens with the really, really respectable religious leader, Pharisee, at his house party, right? And this vile, renowned sinner, and Jesus. Luke 7, 40. And Jesus answering said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he answered, well, say it, teacher. A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. So one a lot, the other a little. That's all you need to know. One a lot, one a little. Both were in debt. And when they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Well, Simon answered, well, the one, I suppose, from whom he canceled the larger debt. And he said to him, you've judged rightly. Then, turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? Well, we know he did, right? Because we know what he thought when he saw her. We know what he thought about what she did. Well, I entered your house, and you gave me no water for my feet. But she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You, the host, gave me no kiss. But from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You, verse 46, did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, because she loved much. She loved much. But he was forgiven little, loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. Then those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, well, who is this who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. All right, so now I'd like to start my second sermon of the night. Just kidding. Who is this who even forgives sins? It's Jesus, the sin bearer. He can forgive sins. He has the authority to forgive sins. He did all the work necessary for sins to be forgiven. He did the work. What is the defining characteristic of a heart that has truly come to faith in Jesus Christ? Scan through. What's the defining characteristic? It's a very important word in the Bible. She loves Jesus. So maybe you haven't publicly professed your faith yet. Maybe you're not sure if you really do believe or if you really have repented. Let me give you a question that you can pray on and you can study scripture on. Here's the question that you need to ask yourself. Do I love Jesus? Do I love him? You must be convicted that you're a sinner. Your heart must be converted to turn from sin and believe in Christ. And if that's happened, if you've been born again, you will love him. You will love him. And the Holy Spirit will give you clarity on that. If you will go to God and ask for guidance and ask for clarity, if you love him, friend, you are his. If it's a true love. Now, final word to the believer.